A second professional football league is supposed to debut in Tampa in 2020. But as Mark Schreiner reports, one local sports marketing expert does not think it'll make it.
The first version of the XFL was dreamed up in 2001 by World Wrestling Entertainment boss Vince McMahon and NBC. It shut down after one season and a combined $70 million in losses. Now McMahon is trying again on his own with teams in 8 cities, including Tampa. Bill Sutton, the director of the Vinix Sports and Entertainment Management Program at the University of South Florida, says the XFL likely won't succeed locally. First, there's an oversaturation of football. Second, the season will start right after the NFL wraps up.
Bucks struggle, USF struggles with attendance. There's a lot of things to do in Tampa, and I think watching football in the spring is not one of them, especially given the access to spring training baseball around here. I just don't see it. I don't see it competing.
The currently unnamed Tampa XFL team is scheduled to start playing in February 2020 in Raymond James Stadium. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.